Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Great to have you with us this afternoon. Looking forward to always talking to our next guest. Former South Dakota State Jackrabbit, now Milwaukee Buck, number 6, Nate Walters on the fan line. Hey, Nate, welcome back to the program. Hey, congrats on the win last night. A little three-pointer by you late, and you guys hold off, and you got by Orlando.
Yeah, it was a good win for us. We've really been struggling, obviously, all year, so it was nice to get a win, especially at home, to start the second half of the season, so it was good.
You know, with this All-Star break, and kind of it's the first All-Star, the first break that you've had in the NBA, what was it like for you? What did you do during that time off?
I just actually drove home to St. Cloud and just spent a couple of days there with friends and family. So nothing too crazy, just relaxed. And it was definitely a good break because it's a long season.
You drove? Couldn't you have flown?
Nah, I just drove. I'm sick of planes, honestly. So I was like, I'm just going to drive.
42 games that you played. You've never played 42 games in a season before.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a change. I'm not playing as many minutes as I did in college, so that makes it a little easier. But more than anything, it's just kind of the travel and just mentally more than physically, actually. So you just can't get too up, can't get too down on bad or good games because you got a game the next day, basically. So that's the main thing.
You know, last night in the Milwaukee Wisconsin Journal Sentinel, you were telling Charles Gardner, who wrote the article and talked to you a little bit before we came on the air, just about the amount of minutes that you've been playing recently and, you know, the fatigue. What is the toughest thing when you get to this part of the season, because Coach Drew has been playing you more over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, he's given me a great opportunity to play a lot of minutes starting now the last 9 or 10 games. So it's been a lot of fun. And, I mean, I'm used to playing a lot of minutes in college, but obviously we're playing a little bit more games now. You just got to make sure you get your rest and just take care of your body just so you're ready.
You know, it was only the 10th win of the year last night for the Bucks, and all the success that you guys had at South Dakota State, I'm sure I know the physical part of it, but just not being in that situation before, how hard is that for you mentally to I don't want to say get accustomed, but to kind of get over that hurdle, maybe something that you're used to having more success?
Yeah, exactly. I think I've lost more games this year than I had my whole college career and high school career combined. I mean, it's definitely a tough process, but we got a young team, and we're competing pretty hard right now, and hopefully we can finish the season strong. But, yeah, I mean, no one likes to lose, and, I mean, losing this much is never fun, so we just got to work hard, and hopefully it turns around soon.
Hey, Nate, now that you're a pro basketball player, you're in the NBA, have you noticed more people asking for more of your time since you've been in the NBA?
Like us?
Yeah, you get a couple friends that you haven't heard from for a while. They start texting you and stuff. But you just kind of try to make your circle small and just keep it to your really close friends and family. Just got to stay concentrated on basketball and that kind of stuff right now.
He's Nate Walters, former SDSU guard, now a member of the Milwaukee Bucks, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Last night, 15 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and 40 minutes in the Bucks 104-100 win over Orlando. So part of being a pro athlete, you're out and about, people recognize you, and they ask for autographs. Have you been stopped in a really weird place or had a really bizarre interview request so far in your short time in the NBA, Nate?
Not really. I mean, honestly, people don't recognize me in Milwaukee as much as they do in South Dakota. So it's actually been kind of a nice change where I can kind of go out and not get stopped too often, really.
Haven't had to think about maybe starting a mustache or something. So you're not
recognized. Yes. No, I'm not that. Most people, I look pretty regular compared to a lot of the guys in the NBA. So people probably don't even believe me if I said I played in the NBA.
I see that the Sioux Falls Skyforce tonight, among all the D-League teams, they become the guinea pigs on this new flopping rule. You guys talk about the flopping rule in the NBA, because the D-League is going to try this new rule where you get a technical if you're caught flopping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The only thing about flopping is you get fined if they catch you or whatever. So I've never been one to flop, really, so hopefully I don't have to worry about it anytime.
Is there one rule that has been hard to get used to in the NBA compared to maybe what you saw in college?
Just the shot clock. I mean, especially the point guard. You got to make sure you get everyone in the position quickly because you only got 24 seconds. On college, you have 35 seconds. So when I'm watching college games, I just can't believe how long the possessions are just because in the NBA, I mean, everything has to be really quick. So that's something I was kind of struggling with early on was just getting everyone on the offense quick and all that. But I mean, it's something that you can adjust to in time.
You know, I want to ask you this too, Nate. We go to NBA games and D-League games, and we hear music and announcements and everything. It's going on during the game. Does that ever become a distraction? Do you ever hear something during the middle of a game and just kind of – does it ever bother you that there's something else going on, or are you just so focused in on what you're doing on the court?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even notice it. Sometimes we'll have music playing during the game and stuff like that, but, I mean, I don't even – pay attention at all, so it hasn't even bothered me at all.
They win last night. You got your home for the next couple of games. So you got Denver tomorrow, and then Indiana is in Milwaukee on Saturday. How do you handle a 3-4 game homestand? How much downtime do you actually have?
Well, we just practice in the morning, and then basically that, you're free. So there's a lot of downtime, actually, and I still try to get in the gym, get extra shots up at night, stuff like that. But Milwaukee's a nice city, so you can kind of find some stuff to do to fill your time. I'm going to the Marquette Creighton game tonight, so you just kind of find stuff like that to do just to make some time.
Hey, Nate, appreciate the time. Giannis Antetokounmpo. I had to get that.
He's been waiting to show. He's been waiting to show off that he knows how to pronounce the name, Nate.
You actually said that perfectly.
Hey, pretty good. Well, Walters is a hell of a lot easier. Let me tell you that, there, Nate.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Hey, you got a lot of South Dakotans pushing for you, and we always appreciate some of the time you give us during the season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, Nate.
Thanks,
take care.
Nate.
There he goes, Nate Walters.
Yeah, thank you.
Number six.